You're listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 13th of July 2026. It's a day where the Australian share market finished flat despite trading in negative territory for most of the day. Brent crude, however, did jump 5% as uncertainties in the Middle East continued. IT stocks fell the most, followed by utilities, while telcos and energy players did best. It also followed a spectacular debut by yet another AI-related company. In the US, though, so will there be more opportunities in the sector? To find out, I spoke with Ben Lamb. He's the head of equities at Colonial First State. So the local market has started the week on the back foot. How would you describe investor sentiment at the moment? What's driving it? And to what extent does the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, oil prices and implications for interest rates and inflation impact you?
I would say at the moment, I'd classify the market as cautiously optimistic. So where the optimism does come through is a lot of the expectations around artificial intelligence and the benefits and productivity that that can bring. But as you've touched on there, there is a bit of uncertainty with the geopolitical situation, then the flow-on effects onto inflation and interest rates. But what we think is always very interesting is there is always a balancing narrative in markets that you have to trade off. Do you lean more on the side of the optimism or the side of potential pessimism? And so for us, I think it is always that balancing act. So that's why I'd say the cautiously optimistic. There's a lot of potential with the AI boom, but as always, there's the risks you need to balance out.
Okay, let's spend some time talking about that AI space then. Over the weekend, we saw the successful debut of South Korea's at the moment. And what's the broader outlook like?
I think to an extent it is the demand, but I think also what we really want to highlight, it is actually also a supply issue. So the success of SK Hynix as a memory chip maker alongside two other memory makers in Samsung and Micron is actually a lack of supply. So there's been a lot of discipline in terms of the manufacture of memory. But what has happened with this AI infrastructure build out is a lot of demand for memory chips. So what's happened is this disconnect between supply and demand. What we are seeing is a lot of positive aspects in terms of the earnings profiles of the likes of an SK Hynix and Samsung. It's what the market and what we are thinking through is what is the robustness of those earnings? Will the demand side continue to hold up, or will the balance between supply actually coming on actually mean that the earnings profile might be a little bit more challenged? So I think similar to kind of previous, that there is this optimism about AI, but there's always this balancing act between supply and demand. So there's a lot of demand for AI infrastructure and AI computers. Everyone looks to experiment and tap into the great opportunities that AI represents. But at the same time, if there is too much spend that does go on, then we might come into a period of oversupply.
Well, over the past 12 months, because of this diversification into emerging markets too, to what extent, though, are there still opportunities out there?
Yeah, it is a fascinating one. So we have been very constructive on the emerging markets opportunity. So we started looking at this space very proactively. We've had exposure for a long time, but looking at the valuation opportunity maybe 18 months ago. What is interesting about the performance over the past 12 months, it's actually been a very narrow subset of stocks which has driven market performance and the outperformance of emerging markets. So two of the stocks we've talked through, SK Hynix and Samsung, the shortage in memory, but also TSMC, a Taiwanese stock, and very much a critical player in the whole AI infrastructure. So their major clients being NVIDIA and Apple. So we've actually seen quite a narrow market in emerging markets, somewhat similar, and I'll draw some parallels to the Magnificent Seven dynamic that we saw a couple of years ago in the US market. And so those three stocks have actually been the key drivers of performance in emerging markets over the past 12 months. So I think for us, that draws some risks that there is some higher level of correlation that might play out between emerging markets and developed markets. But actually underneath the hood, the rest of emerging markets still presents a lot of great opportunities that you've kind of touched on and highlighted.
So great coup for Australia, but how do you get exposure to the sector here?
Yeah, it's quite limited as you've kind of touched on. So it would be great if there are more opportunities that present itself for Australian investors. So the predominant exposures that you do get in the Australian market are quite software oriented. So we don't get the same natural exposure to hardware and semiconductor opportunities. There are some other, there are some data center opportunities in the Australian market, but they are somewhat limited. But I think the positive is if we do get a few more technology-oriented listings.
And those are US listing of its shares. But remember, shares, the South Korean shares of SK Hynix, are up more than 500% over the past year. Ben Lamb wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Don't forget to give it a like, review and subscribe if you enjoy it. And don't forget you can watch SBS World News because On the Money is on there, 6:30 weeknights on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow, drops after the market close, and we'll catch you then.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions. Constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.